face of God.
This next record is absolutely
Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way.
Did you notice the radio doesn't work in there anymore? That's not my imagination.
It's just a computer.
Nixon's president.
Sonic.
Everything's back where Jesus was.
Culture.
Same deal with Kennedy.
Ruin a gorgeous night like this.
Don't. Do you really?
Even if the powers
that
be were implemented in full.
Ernest Borgnine chasing down an alleyway with the switchblades?
Someone called us. We got a new work on the air.
And then there's this is a moment that I will admit I did not gauge the audience correctly on this.
I'm entitled to think those people are creepy.
This is insane. You can take your time. Just like that.
Yes, friends. Friends, that was killed.
Pacific Broadcasting Corporation, Box 368, Aganya, Guam, and operates on an assigned frequency of 610 kilocycles with an authorized power of 10,000 watts under authority of the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. Foreign listeners interested in QSL cards, please write KUAM, P.O. Box 368, Aganya, 96910, on Guam. We now come to the end of our broadcasting day. On behalf of the staff and management of KUAM, we wish you a pleasant good night and invite you to join us again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock when we resume broadcasting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Supply. imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light?
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Searching just for you.
Slave my heart.
bless you. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Smash, bam, biff, boom, crack. Party still going 6 in the morning. Courvoisier and Jack, we're going down. I need some fuel. I need some fuel. I need some fuel to run. I need some fuel to run. At the liquor store, we want some more. I'd like to introduce you to my fifth. That's who I'm with.
I need to feel the rush.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 standby.
1220 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, you always, it always, when you have a way of, you can't, do, thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
We'll be right back.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
I could be a soldier, go out there and fight to save this land. Be a people's soldier, paramilitary gun in hand. I won't be a soldier, I won't take no orders from no one. Stop the fucking armies, killing isn't my idea of fun. And they wanna waste my life, they wanna waste my time, they wanna waste my life, and they've stolen it away. Oh! They said if I don't join, I just can't win. I've heard that story many times before, and every time I throw it out the door. Ow! Still they come up to me with a different name but same old face.
Game of Sunday fortune in your eyes, crack a smile, fortune frowns on your word from the
next guest is Horowitz and Spector.
Who are they?
Oh, there, you're waiting. You're going to, you'll see, you'll see.
Are you promised?
I promise, okay.
Okay. I'm getting bored with thinking thin. The shape I'm in's the shape I'm in. I'm sick of feeling guilty when I eat.
Me too.
I'm giving up this dieting. My growling stomach's rioting. I gotta have a taste of something sweet. Don't want no boiled chicken or boiled taters. No plain salad. Tuna with no mayonnaise. No steamed tofu. Steamed turnip. No bland flounder. Veggies with no hollandaise.
Abstention has me out of sorts. What not to eat fills all my thoughts. This agitation's led to chronic colic.
Oh, I know.
I'm giving up this stupid fight. So what if I have cellulite? I'd rather be a happy foodaholic. I'll start with fried chicken and fried taters. Antipasto, pizza pie with extra cheese.
And hot pastrami.
And thick salami.
And souvlaki. Shrimps and lobster, Cantonese and Sam.
Melka
and amaretto. And drambuie. Corindum and banana set. And cappuccino. And strong espresso. And hot cocoa. Just to get my palate wet. Our diet doctor's gonna cringe, but we're committed to this binge. That skinny SOB is too demanding. I'm quitting my aerobics class and opting for a flabby ass. Who cares if my dimensions are expanding? Let's have some fudge brownies and caramel custard. Thick cheesecake with a side of chocolate mousse and black forest and seven layer a sliced baka. Don't forget my Charlotte Rose. Bring on the hostess cupcakes and chocolate Twinkies, Yankee Doodles, devil dogs and Milky Ways and frozen Snickers and Reese's Pieces and throw my diet pills away. Yay! Gluttony is here to stay. Yay! Burn Jane Fonda's tape today.
I hope those agents out there heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
ain't messing around, no cocaine. I'm gonna stick with my reefer, ain't messing around with no cocaine.
Yeah. So is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
You're gonna run to the law, begging him to hide you.
Young American boy, and you're a young American girl, and it's a young American Saturday night. I just got paid, jump back in the alley, and all that. And you're pretty heavy, and I want to ask you a question. Do you do the evil things I've heard about at school? Do you do the naughty things I've heard about at the beach? Do you do the kind of things they do in motion picture theaters where old men go to reach down into brown bags and pull up funny things that look like red tigers in the night? Anybody who listens to this album must know I'm as pure as driven snow. Go, go. And don't you wish you could sing so free and be thin like me in all this fantasy? And anyone out there who might be a girl or a woman, a teenage woman, a teenage woman, teenage woman, a teenage woman, a teenage woman, yeah! And he had 2 million selling albums, too. And if you're a teenage woman and you want a teenage man, all you gotta do is look on the label. Send me a picture. Send me the type of person you are on a verbalization level in writing. And if you're heavy, I'll call you.